Imagine walking into a room and immediately feeling your energy drain away. Now imagine the opposite, entering a space where you instantly feel more alive, creative, and capable. This stark contrast reveals the core insight of positively energizing leadership. Certain leaders generate an almost magnetic field of positive energy that transforms organizations. Unlike typical positivity books, Kim Cameron's work is grounded in decades of research showing that leaders who create positive relational energy outperform peers by 400 to 1,000%, even during crises. This phenomenon, called the heliotropic effect, mirrors how plants naturally turn toward light-giving sunlight. Just as plants lean toward light, humans instinctively orient toward positive energy and away from negativity. Not just metaphorically, but biologically. Our bodies are wired to respond to positive energy. Light entering our eyes triggers chemical reactions throughout our bodies, with light-sensitive molecules present in all tissues. Harvard research shows light can destroy cancer cells, repair injuries, and treat dementia, explaining why hospital patients in sunlit rooms recover faster with fewer medications. Energy manifests in two forms: activation potential, resources that deplete with use, and energetic stimulation, feelings that increase with expression. Physical and mental energy represent the first type, diminishing as glucose and ATP deplete. Relational energy represents the second type, typically increasing rather than depleting when shared. Consider people you love. Do you feel exhausted after spending time with them, or renewed? This distinction is crucial in leadership. Negatively energizing leaders create waste by causing people to close their minds, while positive energizers foster sustainable improvement. Contrary to common belief, this has nothing to do with extroversion. Introverts can be equally energizing. Positive energy isn't a personality trait, but a condition resulting from genuine human connection. Traditional organizational charts show formal authority, but energy network maps reveal who actually energizes whom. These maps, created by asking people to rate how energizing their interactions are with colleagues, often uncover surprising patterns. A junior employee might energize dozens, while a senior executive energizes few. Most individuals affect different people differently, rather than being purely energizers or de-energizers. People naturally avoid communicating with de-energizers due to emotional costs, creating sparse networks. The denser the positive energy network, the higher the organizational performance. Research shows three key findings. First, positive energizers personally outperform others. Second, they improve the performance of those around them, like NBA player Shane Battier, whose teams consistently won more games despite unremarkable personal statistics. When on court, he made teammates better and opponents worse. Third, high-performing organizations have up to 3 times more positive energizers than average organizations. While de-energizing leaders might achieve short-term results, the evidence is clear. Positive energy significantly enhances everything from job satisfaction to innovation to bottom-line performance. Through hundreds of interviews, 15 key attributes of positively energizing leaders emerged. They help others flourish selflessly, express gratitude and humility, instill confidence, smile frequently, and forgive weaknesses. They invest in relationships, share opportunities, listen actively, solve problems, and spot opportunities where others see obstacles. This contrasts with de-energizers who seek credit, resist feedback, rarely smile, induce guilt, and hoard opportunities. Research shows the strongest impact comes from leaders who provide meaning, demonstrate trustworthiness, show authenticity, maintain high performance standards, and mobilize other positive energizers. This isn't just feel-good theory. Positive relationships create measurable, physiological, psychological, and organizational benefits. They enhance career mobility, resource acquisition, power development, social capital, and physical health outcomes, including longevity. Virtuousness, representing humanity's best qualities, serves an evolutionary purpose by enabling collective living and shared goals. Even 3-month-old infants show preferences for virtuous behaviors, explaining virtuousness's connection to the heliotropic effect. Contributing to others generates more positive energy than receiving support. One study found MS patients who placed weekly supportive calls were 8 times healthier than those merely receiving calls. Similarly, older adults who spent money on others showed significantly lower blood pressure 2 years later. This helper's high has been documented across cultures, with volunteers reporting increased energy and well-being after helping others. Gratitude and recognition also generate energy. Students keeping gratitude journals experienced fewer physical symptoms, better sleep, higher energy, and improved academic performance. Depression patients who wrote weekly gratitude letters showed brain changes exceeding the effects of therapy alone. In corporations, recognition programs increase employee engagement by up to 60% and can reduce turnover by 31%. Trust forms the foundation for positively energizing leadership. High trust decreases uncertainty, allowing efficient management of complex situations. It enables flexible work arrangements, teamwork, innovation, and improved productivity. Studies show increases of up to 50% in high-trust organizations. Trusting relationships generate positive energy, while energy quickly dissipates when trust erodes. Organizations implement these principles through structured approaches. Some establish mentoring programs where high performers share leadership insights with colleagues. Others employ innovative recognition systems like 1+1 awards, where outstanding performers receive 2 awards, one for themselves and one to give to someone else. Contribution huddles provide forums where employees collaborate on improvements in their areas. Delta Airlines exemplifies customer-driven recognition through their frequent flyer certificate program, allowing passengers to reward exceptional service. Many organizations support community engagement by designating volunteer days annually, with some offering up to 40 hours of paid time for such activities. Gratitude practices include customized journals with prompts, interactive gratitude walls for public appreciation, and digital drop boxes for detailed appreciation notes. One Korean LG executive transformed his management team from problem-focused to opportunity-oriented by writing 5 personalized thank you cards daily to different employees. Organizations committed to building trust prioritize transparent communication, even when sharing difficult information. High-trust organizations maintain consistency with their espoused values during crises, unlike those that compromise principles during difficulties. Despite evidence of positive energy's organizational benefits, skeptics persist, especially during difficult times. Critics claim positive leadership research makes sweeping claims based on limited studies or applies only to privileged contexts. While more research is needed, substantial evidence already exists. Meta-analyses of over 500 studies show employees experiencing positively energizing leadership enjoy better health, lower absenteeism, stronger motivation, enhanced creativity, and positive relationships. The field has expanded globally, addressing difficult issues like anxiety, traumatic brain injury, HIV, and poverty through a positive lens. Modern positive leadership research is grounded in rigorous science showing measurable effects on brain activity, heart rhythms, and nervous system functioning. Small changes, even just 1 degree, can create significant differences over time. At 201°F, water is just hot, but at 212°F, it creates steam powerful enough to drive locomotives. Similarly, small positive energy practices consistently applied can transform organizations. As one financial executive noted, "We've gone from a culture of blame to one where people actually want to come to work. Our performance metrics have improved across every dimension, and we're attracting top talent who mention our positive culture as why they chose us." In a world defined by volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity, positively energizing leadership offers not just a competitive advantage, but a path to human flourishing. The question isn't whether you can afford to become a positive energizer, it's whether you can afford not to.